AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. I'm Todd Mickelson, sitting in again for Matt McNeil, who's on vacation this week. And Patrick is at the board today, being the producer. And a lot of news going on. One thing is that the bipartisan infrastructure bill has passed. 69-30 vote, meaning 19 Republicans voted in favor of it. It's got a lot of really good stuff in it. And here to talk more about it with me and also talk about the boldness that the Democrats are now starting to portray. Let's do it here in Minnesota, too. So with me calling in right now is Minnesota State DFL Chairman Ken Martin. How you doing, Ken?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Todd. Thanks so much for inviting me on. And boy, you sound great on the radio. You should make this a full-time gig.
We'll talk to the management.
there you go.
Yeah, so there's roads and bridges, $110 billion, $39 billion for transit and rail, $65 billion for broadband. There's some good stuff in this.
Well, absolutely there is. And first off, remember that President Biden promised when he was campaigning that he was going to reach across the aisle and deliver results for families across the country. And, that's exactly what he did. A lot of pundits and political experts out there said that bipartisanship was impossible and that it was certainly a relic of a bygone era. But, today on President Biden's 203rd day in office, as you mentioned, 19 Republican senators joined with other Democrats to pass this historic infrastructure legislation. And, look, we know what happened over the last 4 years. It seemed like every week Donald Trump and the Republicans were promising that it was infrastructure week, and they could never get the deal done. And part of it was because they didn't know how to actually reach across the aisle and build a coalition. And that's part of what government is about, is building coalitions to get things done for the American people. And as you mentioned, the bipartisan infrastructure deal that passed today is going to create millions of good-paying jobs, jobs that you can raise a middle-class family on, jobs that don't require a bachelor's degree. In many ways, it's really a blue-collar blueprint for America, and I'm super excited that President Biden delivered on this really important promise. Look, I think at the end of the day, Biden knows that, as do other Democrats here in Minnesota and around the nation, that power is fleeting, and you have to use the power you have when you have it to make the most amount of good for as many people as you can, and that's what you're seeing from President Biden and Democrats, delivering on the promises we made to the American people.
Yes, I think so as well. Joe Biden has really turned out to be the man of the times as president. To be honest, I, like a lot of people, were a little worried about him being our candidate. Me, only because it's kind of like, he's getting up there in age. and I was rooting for others, and he just did such a great job. And then once he was, after the primaries even, his campaigning just, he really got a new stride, it seemed like. And now his, it's obviously not just him. Getting a bill like this put through is a lot of people in the administration. And you're right, it was very skilled on a lot of people's part. And President Biden knows how to pick the people to be around him, unlike, the last guy. And so I'm just so pleased with all that has gone on, and with especially the really unique times we're in with the pandemic and everything, I just couldn't be happier with my president, and that's something you don't say
Well, often. Well, we have a lot to be proud of, and again, I think the reality here is that people said this was a relic of a bygone era, that you couldn't actually forge ahead and find bipartisanship anymore in Washington or find a path forward on these critical needs that Americans are facing. And President Biden has shown that it is possible. It's not always possible, but you have to try. You have to be willing to find common ground. Part of that means, you know, sometimes you're not going to get everything you want, and maybe the other side's not going to get everything they want either. But is there a way to get something done for the American people? And I think, you know, Joe Biden has delivered one of the most, not only the American Rescue Plan, which passed earlier this year, which mm-hmm. was probably one of the most consequential pieces of legislation in the last decade, now an infrastructure bill, which is not only historic, but it's been something that has bedeviled many previous administrations, not just Trump's, but also Obama's and before him, George Bush. No mm-hmm. president has really been able to put together a package this large to invest in our nation's crumbling infrastructure. Joe Biden said he was going to do it, and he's done it today, and it's just a great day for all of Americans, Republicans, Democrats, everyone in between.
Yes, $7.5 billion for electric vehicles, $73 billion for our electric grid. It's becoming more and more inevitable that this had to happen. I think even Republicans were kind of like, okay, we can't block more with, you know, with the electric grid shutting down in Texas and, you know, well, right in Minneapolis, the 35W bridge, that was a long time ago already. I thought that would bring about more change. But basically, yeah, you're right. The last time we had legislation like this was when the infrastructure was first built, in, you know, starting in the 50s. And so...
This is the biggest package since the Interstate Highway Infrastructure Bill, as you mentioned. And, you know, look, this deal today, it makes not only the largest federal investment in public transit, it makes the largest investment in passenger rail since the creation of Amtrak. It mm-hmm. makes the single largest dedicated bridge investment since the construction, as I mentioned, of the interstate highway system.
Right.
You know, it makes the largest investment in clean drinking water and wastewater infrastructure in American history, replacing all of the nation's lead pipes and delivering clean water to millions of American families. It ensures every American has access to reliable high-speed internet, which we know in this state has been a challenge. Mm-hmm. And it helps us tackle the climate crisis by making, as you mentioned, the largest investment in clean energy transmission and electric vehicle infrastructure in the history, and electrifying thousands of schools and transit buses across the country. That's just a few of the things in this infrastructure deal. Again, it's so massive, it's hard to really encompass all the benefits it's going to have, both in the short term and the long term. But again, I want to credit those 19 Republican senators for coming over and finding common ground with the Democrats. Todd, you and I have talked about this before, but my dad was a Republican, and he used to say that there was a role for government in people's lives. It was public safety, it was public education, and it was infrastructure. And we would disagree, of course, about things like a public safety net and what the moral responsibility of government was to make sure no one was left. But, you know, so many Republicans in this modern Republican Party have essentially abandoned those conservative principles and the idea that there is a role for government. And so I'm thankful that 19 Republicans recognize that this infrastructure bill is not a partisan bill. It's not just a wish list for Democrats. This is a wish list for Americans throughout the country to help these communities who have crumbling infrastructure make sure that we are investing in every community and every person's future.
Right. And even going further than that, this bill certainly is like that. And I mean, I actually retweeted a Lindsey Graham tweet because he was talking about this. I never thought that would happen. And, you know, he was elated. He had his name on some of the parts of the bill, and he was talking about how much it's going to benefit his state. And but I would say even, you know, we have also the reconciliation bill is what it's being called, is starting to be talked about actually on the Senate floor right now. And even that, pretty much what I've seen of pretty much everything in that bill is still extremely with all Americans, not just Democrats, not just progressives. And I believe, and I think you and I have talked about this too, that America is progressive when you really get down to it. I remember when Keith Ellison was the head of the Progressive Caucus, and he would put out the three budgets, the proposal for the Democratic budget, the proposal for the Republican, and the proposal for the Progressive Caucus. And then he would put it out and have it polled, and not let anyone know which is which. And the Progressive Caucus budget always won. And it just seems to me that not only is this bill very popular with Americans, but even most, at least, of the next bill that they're going to try and push. Would you agree?
Well, here's what I would agree is I think sometimes labels get in the way, which is ultimately what's important to Americans and to Minnesotans is that people are actually acknowledging the issues that are facing them on a day-in, day-out basis, and hoping that our elected officials from both parties actually focus on finding answers to those really vexing questions facing them and their families and our country on a daily basis. So I don't disagree with you, but I think, you know, ultimately, as I said, if you do good things for people, they'll remember that. Whether and I think so much right now, you know, again, we have politicians in both parties who wear it as a badge of honor that they stop the other side from getting anything done, and that's just not the way we should govern. We should have a fierce contest over our ideas and our differences about what direction this state and country are heading in. But when it comes time to governing, we've got to find ways to, again, find common ground so we can get something done. Now, look, I don't have any interest in finding common ground with racists and white supremacists and some of the people that have infiltrated this modern Republican Party. But I will say that what I do have interest in is actually finding solutions. And sometimes that means we actually have to, take a step back to take a giant step forward. And, you know, I will just say this, good public policy that we see like this doesn't come across very often. And people can label it however they want. I just hope that people label it as a big, giant step forward for this nation, because that's really what it is.
Yes. And I mean, when this happened, like we were talking about last time, it was basically under FDR. And he won re-election three times. So that's the reason why they have the term limit for the president, is because Republicans back then felt like they were never, ever going to get the White House back, because everybody was so happy with the New Deal. And so, yeah, and I agree. And I also think that the Biden administration has pointed out that sentiment that I know you were probably thinking, I certainly was, that when the Republicans were bellyaching so much about, I thought Joe Biden was going to be bipartisan. And then even Jen Psaki, his communications director, she said he is being bipartisan. Bipartisan means doing what most Americans want you to do. It doesn't mean most Congress people, you know. So
that's exactly right. I mean, that's exactly right. And this bill and even the American Rescue Plan are broadly supported by a vast majority of Americans and a vast majority of Minnesotans. Again, these are all critical investments that invest in not only our bricks and mortar infrastructure, but also the human infrastructure of the workforce of tomorrow and families and children and our schools and people who desperately need a helping hand during one of the, you know, worst set of crises our country has faced in recent memory. And so, again, you know, I think President Biden, one thing he knows is you have to be bold in leadership. Bold doesn't always mean that you are the most partisan, right? Don't get me wrong. Bold means that you stand up and you fight for the things you believe in, and you're willing to risk political capital to do that. You're willing to put your own personal capital in the game to actually get something done for the people that you serve. Bold means actually standing up, fighting for what you believe in, and bringing people together to get it done. And that's why I'm so proud of President Biden and Vice President Harris and Governor Walz and other Democrats, because, again, they understand that power is fleeting and you have to use it when you have it to make a difference in people's lives.
Yes. And Switching the conversation a little bit toward the state of Minnesota, do you think this helps? People are more engaged than they have been in my lifetime. And I think part of that is because of the how crazy everything's been for 5 years now. So people were like, I can't just ignore my government anymore. I got to start watching what's going on there. And so we've had better voter turnout and, all of that type of thing. But since we're having that, I mean, Minnesota always has great voter turnout. But I think that since we're watching and they're seeing that government can do good, do you think it helps the Democrats in Minnesota to be able to kind of say, hey, that's all the stuff we've been talking about for the last 40 years, and now it's starting to happen, and maybe making it a little easier to have the argument?
Yeah, I mean, I think probably at the end of the day, it does. But, for us, we are seeing great energy out there for sure, right? And what's really important to me, though, is the long-term health of our democracy. And what we've seen in recent years is a really low trust in democratic institutions, low trust in politicians and government. People just had no confidence that government actually could deliver on some of these real challenging issues. And I think, taking off my party chair hat for a moment, I think it's important for all of us as people who care about democracy that it's things like this that help instill confidence amongst the electorate and amongst the citizenry that people do give a damn about their lives and that they're willing to actually deliver results to make a difference. Again, think about this in the last 10 to 20 years. There were a few major pieces of legislation, obviously the ACA under President Obama. But in the last 20 years, can you point to any other period that's been as remarkable as this last 8 months has been of this year, where we passed two major pieces of legislation that are going to radically transform this country over the next generation and longer? I can't, and I think that's really what we're talking about, and that gives faith to people, whether you're Democrats, Republicans, Independents, that government can work on behalf of people and help solve the problems that many of us are facing.
Exactly. I think the last time we had anything like this last 8 months, again, was under FDR and maybe Eisenhower, because he put a lot of, building the infrastructure. But a lot of that happened because of what FDR had done before him. I think it's very incredible. And back in those days, in the 40s and 50s, people did trust government and respected government employees and elected people. And, even going into the 60s and 70s, that was the case. It seemed like, I remember Ronald Reagan saying, the scariest words are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help." It seems like that kind of started that whole negative feeling that Americans started having. And it's really festered for 40 years. And I think it's turning around now. And it's having a daughter who just turned 18. I have a lot of hope for the future. Her generation just seems much more engaged and thought-worthy, They just are.
Yeah, I think that's right. And you see young people who are leading the way on critical issues of this time, right? Mm-hmm. And they're leading with a boldness, a fierceness in terms of the intensity of their support on these issues. They're not willing to just sort of go quietly into the night. They're organizing. They're out in the streets. They're out there raising voices and making sure these issues are getting the attention they deserve. And so much of where our country's at today is because of young people and folks who are not willing to just accept the status quo. We need change, and there's a fierce urgency of now, of action now, and young people are driving that for sure. I do think it's it is important for folks, again, to see that government can make a difference. And after years of seeing Republicans vilify government and talk about how bad it is, and of course when they're elected to office, then doing everything they can to sort of prove their point by gumming up the system,
right,
and having gridlock and shutdowns and raising the toxicity of the debate, doing everything they can to essentially erode the trust that people have in government. It's now great that Democrats are in charge and showing them exactly how you can govern with dignity, you can reach across the aisle and compromise and find common ground, and you can get things done that are big and bold and help make a sweeping difference in people's lives. And that, to me, again, is a short-term impact of these investments and what they will mean for Americans. The long term is, again, restoring the integrity of our democracy, institutions, and that starts with the confidence that people have in government, the confidence people have in politicians and elected officials. And I think this goes a long ways in restoring that confidence and in the short and long term in making investments that will help make a difference.
Yes, I completely agree. And you and I almost always. So it was very fun to talk to you. I should probably let you go. I've kept you for quite a while, and I think we need to take a break here. But that's the Minnesota DFL chairman, state chairman of the DFL party, Ken Martin. He and I have been friends for a long time now, and it was just really, really great to have a conversation with you, Ken. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Anytime, Todd. And again, I think this is your second profession, so I'll talk to management over there. We need you okay. on full time.
Okay, that sounds good.
Take care.
Yeah, Patrick, just transfer him over to Brett. Yeah. So anyway, thanks again, Ken. And we will take a short break back. You're listening to AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.